Look at that.
Oh my gosh.
It's awesome.
Alice Acevedo works for Edgewood Independent School District.
Oh my goodness.
Laura Johansson homeschools an elementary age child. And they're in a training session for augmented reality books at a recent conference hosted at UTSA downtown.
Oh, right here, try this one.
The two educators are trying out different books and tablets with preloaded apps that bring the books to life when they gaze through the tablet's camera. For instance, this book on weather has a 3D model of the Earth.
Oh, it's the Earth. It's the whole Earth.
Oh my God. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to
see the whole thing rotate around and see where all the continents are.
Early childhood books are at the forefront of augmented reality books, says Texas A&M Kingsville professor Mary Beth Green, who researches and presents on the topic.
Everybody says, wow, and they're so enthralled by what they see that they get really excited about it.
Green says, despite that excitement, teachers need to have a defined plan before they bring these into the classroom. She ran a small study with 20 student teachers at rural schools in Texas. Green says she did get feedback about AR being a distraction, but several teachers said AR added to comprehension. One student responded he had never understood just how small a Tyrannosaurus Rex's arms were.
He questioned her about why they were so short, and she suggested that he go back to the book and read some more, in which he dove right back into the book so that he could understand.
Enhanced engagement is largely what her small study showed, says Green, but no large-scale studies have been done that she knows of.
Can you imagine how the kids will react?
Back at the training, Johansson and Acevedo talk about how they think they would use the books to teach.
I think that'd be an amazing tool for English as a second language.
To see the words.
To give you that immersed context instead of just seeing a two-dimensional picture.
Or for us just to be reading it.
Just a few seats over, Valerie Neff with Heritage Academy holds her iPad at different angles and nothing happens.
Learning how to do new stuff sometimes takes practice.
She's struggling with Wi-Fi connectivity, with apps that don't work with different books, and with where the right place to put the iPad is.
I'm sure there's a trick to it.
But that doesn't keep her from seeing the possibilities in her work with autistic children.
This would definitely be up there. They would be trying to catch it and do a lot for them with their fine motors as well as just encouraging their reading.
This is the first training UTSA's Il Nicole Mir has led on the topic, and she's excited to get the response, especially the critical feedback. Wi-Fi connections that don't work, she says, are things that happen in real classrooms.
How does that impact how these books are used in the classroom, how students will react? Are they going to get frustrated? Are they going to continue? Are they going to persist?
Colmier thinks that if these books grab kids the way they do the teachers, the students will persist. Paul Flab, Texas Public Radio News.